I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is one of those posts that I'm not entirely sure is porny enough to count as audio porn, but it's borderline and I'm feeling a little bit self-indulgent. So thank you for indulging me. This is what it feels like to have tits. Almost every guy I've ever dated has told me that if they had tits themselves, they'd spend all day just staring at and playing with them. I'm not getting ready to snark or shame anyone for saying this. In fact, I completely understand. Tits are fucking awesome. The thing that makes me horniest about my own body is the excellent rack stuck to the front of it. Although I don't spend all day groping them or staring, I'm a busy girl, I do spend a fairly sizable chunk of my time being aware of them, enjoying how they look and feel. So I thought I'd have a go at answering the unspoken question hovering beneath all those comments from all those past boyfriends. Here's what it feels like to have tits. Quick note before I start, I'm a cisgender woman who has mostly dated cis dudes. I've tried not to be too gendered in this because tits are not exclusive to one gender, but my perspective is naturally coloured by my experiences. One of my favourite outfits, especially in summer, is the low-cut spaghetti strap top. I usually wear a shirt to cover my shoulders because I don't like exposing too much of my skin to the sun, but when it comes to my tits, I feel it would be a waste of joy to hide them. I want my tops cut low and my bras firmly padded. As an old friend of mine used to refer to it, tits on a shelf. I want a bra that lifts my knockers and places them nice and high, like an offering. These days, I usually add a necklace to the ensemble, the purpose of which is specifically to draw the eye, then nudge that eye towards my tits. I fucking love my tits. I don't know if this is an arrogant thing to admit or not, but fuck it, I do. They're awesome. When I wear low-cut tops, it's not primarily to entertain men that I fancy. In fact, that's a secondary purpose at best. The primary goal is to entertain myself. I enjoy catching a glimpse of the curve of my tits in the bottom of my eyeline. I like to see that the cleavage is neat and tight. A defined line that, sure, would be perfect for someone to slide their dick into, or press their face into while I stroke their hair. And yes, I like considering the possibility that a guy who has followed the direction of my necklace and observed my tight cleavage and the soft curves at the top of my tits might be idly wondering, as we chat over pints in the pub, whether I would kneel down so he can cover my tits in his cum. But these things are, as I say, secondary. I'm not usually hanging around considering how dudes might treat my boobs. Broadly, my thinking when I've got them on display is, four tits, awesome. I don't tend to sit around playing with them, I'm afraid, although I do often stash my vape in my cleavage when I'm reading or watching telly. And each time I reach in to retrieve it, I get a little kick of horny joy as my fingertips brush against the inner curve of my breasts. They're extremely practical in some ways, tits. You can stash almost any small object in a bra. Lighters, spare cash, vapes, miniature pots of Vaseline, credit cards, driver's license, etc., etc. If you happen to wear padded bras like I do, these small objects don't usually change the shape of your bosom much, even if it's crushed against the neckline of a too tight top. They just add volume to the padding and give your cleavage a little extra oomph. Practicalities aside, the best thing is just luxuriating in what it feels like to have tits. The sensation of them sitting there, all soft, firm and full of kinetic potential. I remember very vividly a particular back road in Sardinia, which an ex and I drove down many times as we shuttled back and forth to our hotel on holiday. Something about the design of the hire car and the bumpiness of the road meant my suntan tits were almost constantly bouncing in the side of his vision. On the first day of our trip, he mentioned how distracting that was, and from that moment on, I was hyper aware of them, enjoying those distractions for myself. Every pothole made me jiggle, and although I thrilled with the knowledge that he was struggling to keep his eyes on the road, fundamentally, it wouldn't have mattered if the driver had been someone who didn't care for tits at all. I care for tits. They're brilliant. When I walk to and from the tube station, if I'm wearing something low cut, I am constantly aware of the way that my tits bounce with every step. When I ride my bike, each crack in the road surface causes them to jiggle inside my bra. Although I'm probably wearing a t-shirt, so I can't see them, and I like to keep my eyes on the road when I'm cycling to prevent things like death, I can still feel the way that they move. And the way they move still absolutely delights me. The physics of tits is incredibly satisfying. Similar to the physics of having a full, round, fat, padded arse, the way it wobbles when it's smacked with a flat, open hand. But tits are even better because they move with me. They don't require an external force to make them do that. I could shimmy in my chair right now and... wow, look at them. Amazing. 4 tits. Awesome. I know that for some people, taking their bra off at the end of the day is a relief and a pleasure. I understand this. If you like your tits to be free and bras feel tight and restrictive, I fully get why removing yours can be the physical embodiment of a long, relaxed sigh. But personally, I wear a bra all the time, and the reason I do this is primarily because having my tits on a shelf, full and round and squished together for max cleavage, provides me both comfort and pleasure throughout the day. It's about the bounce, you see? A while ago, someone pitched me an erotic story about a woman who got a boob job because she loved having tits so much. She wanted even bigger ones to really revel in how sexy they made her feel. I was excited by this idea. Fuck yeah. Getting a tit job for one's own personal pleasure is not only something I've genuinely considered myself, it's an idea that returns to me more and more as I get older. My baps are incredibly satisfying, don't get me wrong, but as time passes, gravity does its thing and everyone's breasts tend to droop a little over time, losing some definition, shape and mass. So honestly, if I were a millionaire, I would definitely buy myself a boob job. I want that satisfying bra-assisted bounce and jiggle, but turned up to 11. Boob jobs for the win. That guest blog didn't work out, but the idea stuck with me. There's definitely potential in writing about the joy of having tits, but I think it needs personal perspective, which the author didn't have. I could have a go at imagining what it feels like to have a penis, for example, but I'd never pull it off. As perfectly as the amazing dick-having guest bloggers who've graced these pages, answering such questions as, what does it feel like to penetrate someone? And what does it feel like to have someone come round your cock? I can lust after dick and appreciate it from an outsider's perspective, but I'll never truly know what it's like to have one. So there are insights I could never share just by drooling over dick from a distance. The pleasure of having tits can also exist outside and entirely separate to the whims of third parties who might want to grab them. I would have loved to publish a piece from the perspective of someone who not only has knockers of their own, but enjoys them on their own too. Not purely as sex accessories, though they're great for that as well, but as a fun part of the body that brings pleasure to the owner, even if there's no one else around. Then I realised that person honestly just is me. I am the right person to write this. I am, in fact, uniquely positioned to write this because my brain sits here in my head, perched on my shoulders, giving my eyes a phenomenal view of an extremely satisfying rack. I'm not here to tell you that this is a universal experience, that what it feels like to have tits will be the same for everyone. We all have different perspectives, and I know many people who would prefer to have smaller tits or no tits at all. But I think when boyfriends have talked to me in the past about how much they'd appreciate tits of their own, they often expected eye rolls or sarcasm, instead of my honest response, which is, fuck yeah, tits, awesome. As I say, your mileage may vary, But this is a genuine, gleeful explanation of how I feel about my own norks. What's more, I've always felt this way, ever since I first started growing them. There's a video of me taking part in a school production sometime shortly after the onset of puberty. Don't worry, this does not go to weird, creepy places, it's fine. That video brings back memories of the early days of noticing I had tits. When I see it, I remember not how god-awful the play was, though I'm sure it was, or even the names of all the friends with whom I was performing. What I remember with vivid clarity is how much I loved the particular dress I was wearing as my costume, because the cut of it allowed me to catch regular, thrilling glimpses of my brand new bosom. I also remember there was another girl in the production who got brutally teased because she was caught more than once squeezing her arms together a little and trying to subtly look down her own cleavage. There but for the grace of God, honestly, because I did exactly the same at every available opportunity. Squeezing my arms together allowed me to pretend I had more up top than I did, and having stuff up top was fucking satisfying. I distinctly remember jauntily stomping down the stairs from the back of the auditorium and reveling in the way that each step reminded me my body was different now. Curvier, squishier, fuck it, better. I loved my jugs long before you could even dignify them with that name. Dignify. But while we're on the subject of names, tits seem to lend themselves to nicknames. I've used a few throughout this post, a little begrudgingly, if I'm honest. I'm only doing it to break up the repetitive monotony of me yelling tits, tits, tits into your face like a drunken stag party. I asked people on Blue Sky for some alternative words for tits and got plenty of responses, some of which are actually going to make me cringe myself inside out as I read them aloud. So bear with me and see if you can hear which ones most make me want to peel off my own skin. Fun bags. Melons, top bollocks, milkers, bristles, boulders, assets, girls, charlies, and of course, breasts, the actual technical term. I get why so many of the names tend towards comedy. Fun bags are things which titillate and are therefore a little embarrassing. They also bounce, which is funny. And sometimes when men look at them, their tongues come rolling out of their mouths and a big cartoon awooga alarm goes off. But I, perhaps obviously, don't want to lean too hard into any word that frames tits as comical. Not when I'm worshipping them like this. I hate when dudes honk my boobs. Not enough that I'd demand jail time for any partner who does it, though a small fine wouldn't go amiss. Buy me a fucking apology Big Mac, you pricks. But I'd strongly prefer people not to do this sort of thing to me in particular. Why? Because I'm enjoying my tits, motherfuckers. I don't want you to ruin my fun. It kills my sexy vibe. If you're not massively into tits, that's fine. But could you please try not to desexualize one of the very few things about my body that I genuinely manage to appreciate and enjoy for myself? For what it's worth, in the bedroom, I will allow breasts at a pinch or boobs if you're feeling shy. But no word is hotter for them, in my opinion, than tits. I tried really hard when I was writing this not to lean into ways I like my tits groped, fondled, and played with at the start. As I said at the beginning, my love for my tits mostly stands alone, outside the approval or appreciation of men. There are, tragically, pathetically, not many things in life about which I could say this. However, naturally, I also like it when men appreciate them too, especially men I'm fucking. One of the very first blog posts I ever wrote was about how much I love having my tits played with. And unlike almost anything else I wrote at that time, I still stand proudly behind the sentiment. If you are dating me and you're ever wondering what the correct amount of time is to spend playing with my tits, the answer is always more. More than you're doing at the moment. Yep, even if you spend most nights while we're sitting on the sofa with one hand down my top, more. Even if you include boob squeezes and nipple play in every single fuck we ever have, more. Even if you have a penchant for coming up behind me in the kitchen, sliding your hands round my waist, then upwards, so you can gently cup my tits in both your palms, more. More, more, more. No one has ever touched my tits enough, because there is no such thing as enough when it comes to tit touching. Sometimes they're a bit sensitive if I'm due on my period, so I'll direct you to squeeze a little more gently than you would at any other time. But I still want you to touch them, stroke them, lick them, kiss them, shoot ropes of cum all over them while you grunt and call me good girl. And if you want to get me in the mood for sex, they are almost always a guaranteed gateway to fucking. There are few things more consistently likely to get me horny than a guy casually pulling down the neck of my spaghetti strap top and the cups of my bra, then gently pinching my nipples. My big ex used to do this casually, frequently. If we were lounging on the sofa and I was lying between his legs, he'd fondle my tits with such laid-back ease, then occasionally be surprised when I'd find myself squirming in wet knickers and moaning that we needed to stop watching Netflix now so he could please, please, please put it in me. One time, I recall him opening a pack of Love Heart sweets and stashing a bunch of them inside my bra cups. Each time he dipped in with his fingers to grab one, he'd casually brush against my nipples, conjuring the delicious agony of him rationing those sweets, and more importantly, those electric touches, has me jiggling my knee under the desk as I read this and wondering if I should pop to the bedroom for a quick stress-relieving wank while pinching my nipples, of course. I played around with this blog post so much since I started drafting, adding details here and there as different things occurred to me, rubbing one out to a particular memory when it bubbled up, all the while hunting for a conclusion that will round this off neatly. But there's no real point to this blog post. It's the writing equivalent of me bouncing into the pub, low-cut top, tits on a shelf, and raving to you about something that's brought me so much joy I can't shut my mouth. A meandering babble of appreciation with no particular moral or message. I just want you to know, if you're someone who appreciates tits from the outside, whether observing someone else's as they bounce when you drive over potholes or grabbing them in your hands so you can marvel at the weight and heft and squish, I just want you to know that you're not weird if you wish you could try out a pair of your own. After all, some of us who have them really do get our fucking money's worth. Four, tits. Awesome. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Most of it's much sexier than this particular one. Or you can come and support the audio project on Patreon, where you too can vote and choose what gets recorded as audio next. Patreon.com/girlonthenet. Membership start from £2 or $2 a month, and you can get an annual sub for like 18 or 20, I think. It's a bargain.